Hello and welcome to another episode of the Raw and Uncut podcast. Yes, I am your host Jamal, and today I'm coming to talk to you about balance. The reason I'm coming to talk to you about balance is because today I come to the realization that I spend a lot of time in the sunlight. Each day I try to spend as much time as I can in outdoors with my feet on the ground, in the sun, absorbing the sunlight's rays. And what I come to the realization is that I don't ever really do this for the moonlight at all. In fact, I very, very rarely get to spend time outside in taking in the moonlight. And for those who don't know, moonlight does have its own, it does emit its own light. It isn't just the sun behind the moon, reflecting off the moon, and that's what we're seeing. That's the reason we see the moon. I believe that's what they teach us in school. However, that's not actually the case, or that's not the full depth of it. The moon has its own light, it emits its own light. And with that, that means it has its own energy, and it's emitting its own energy. And with that, then there must be benefits. There must be benefits to that ray. The same way there's benefits to sitting in the rays of the sun, there must be benefits to sitting in the rays of the moon. I just come to the realizations, like, how much balance have I truly got within my life? I know, obviously, within my life, good and bad is going to naturally happen. It just depends on how I perceive things. So I can either perceive it as a lesson, a blessing, or I can perceive it as something bad, no matter what it is that happens. But like, balance within, like, play and work. How much am I playing? How much am I working? Is my playing outweighing my working? Is my working out playing work? Is my working out outdoing my playing? Like, my eating habits. Am I eating more? Am I eating a healthy, balanced diet? All the rest of it. Am I giving myself the right necessary treats to allow myself to, like, have, like, am I eating right to then allow myself to have them cheat days, or am I just having cheat days? Like, is there a balance within my cheat days, all the rest of it? Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like balance, like, it's very, very important to have. And like, this morning, the only reason I even thought to even come out sit outside today in the moonlight is because, like I said, I sit outside each day, I ground myself each day. And, like, I had this random calling today to make sure I sit outside in the moonlight. And some people may say that it's just an urge to sit out and experience something new. Some people may actually say that it was that, yeah, you being called to sit outside and be in the moonlight. I truly believe that I was actually being called outside, just because of my thoughts. I think we are sent signs and signals and feelings, and energy is transferred. And I think the energy transfer today was like, yeah, you need to get that balance from the moonlight, because you're not getting enough of it, because you never actually sit in it. And that's what I truly felt, or was feeling within my being. But yeah, so, like, what are you guys, like, how are you guys practicing balance? What are you guys doing to maintain balance within your lives? How are you gaining balance? How are you practicing balance on a day-to-day basis? Are you aware of the balance within your life, within relationships, within your eating habits, within your exercise, within your playing, within your working, within, like in general, like, have you got a good balance within your life? And where is it strong, where is it not strong? For within myself, I work and play quite well, quite luckily. It's not something I wasn't so strong at before. I used to, like, work loads, would go for months and not work, and then I'd go for months of, like, grinding, no one will see me. Now I kind of, like, do a couple of months, and in that couple of months I'll have, like, specific evenings of which I'll allow myself to, like, maybe jump on a PlayStation or some TV, watch a movie maybe, blah blah. And then other days I'll literally be all day non-stop, from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep, I'm on it. Then other days, like, I'll have, like, that consistently, you know. So I've got, like, that good work play relationship now, balance, but that's only through practice. However, like, certain other days I don't have that, like, certain other things I don't have, like, a real good work with a good balance with. So, like, for instance, I am very aware that certain foods, for instance, I've got Crohn's disease, so certain foods I'm not meant to eat, I'm just not meant to take in at all. I don't touch them. There's other things I can touch, but it's still not great for me. Like, it's not great for me, but it's not gonna, like, completely just kill me immediately if I do take it. So I can have it in moderation. Now, I have a problem. Once I touch, like, for instance, wheat. If I touch a wheat product, let's say cake. I love cake. I love pastries. So if I eat cake, oh, that's it spiraling down. Like, I literally have a cake. I have, like, one slice of cake today. Tomorrow, I'll eat a whole cake. Next day, I'll eat another cake. Next day, you see where this is going? Like, I just yam cake after cake after cake. And I just don't. It doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. There's no cap on it at all. And it's not good. It's not good. So, you know, it's like, I obviously need to work on that balance of, like, moderating it. When I do have it, like, have it in moderation, have it at that one time, and then boom, don't touch it for however long until I'm able to again. And then what, otherwise it does have detrimental effects to my health. And that's obviously because it's physical, I notice it. But then, like, we're in relationships, for instance, certain people I know text their partners, for instance, and call their partners, FaceTime their partners constantly. They're in constant contact, and it has to be immediate responses. Now, then when they see each other, it's the same thing. And then when they don't, and do you know what I'm saying? And it's non-stop. So they've got that constant connection, and there's no balance between with each other and not, because they have the accessibility to one another. So then what ends up happening, what's happened in my past relationships or whatnot, is like you end up like burning out and not fizzling out, and like everything that was like fun and spontaneous and new and everything burns out a lot quicker. And on top of it burning out a lot quicker, it unfortunately comes to like it just dries out, the pool dries out a lot quicker, and you're just not interested in each other as much as you want, or you end up arguing over petty nonsenses, and it's literally just because you've been in contact with each other and you've had no space and you've had no time, and you don't even realize it because you're so infatuated with the person or so in love with this person or whatever. You got all these feelings, you're like, oh, like, and we kind of normalize within our generation or our society, like constant communication is normal. It's really not. It's really, really not. It's unhealthy. It's not balanced at all. There's no such thing as balance when you're in constant communication, constant contact with these people, and it's not good for us. So you've got to create that balance. Look at your relationships. Are they balanced? Have you got a good balance within your relationship? Are you talking? Are you satisfied within, like, maybe even sexually? Are you satisfied sexually within your relationship with your partner? Your family and friends, are you getting enough communication and talking to them about certain things that you need to, and then stepping away and taking time for yourself and letting yourself do you for a little bit, and getting that alone time and socializing enough with not just family members but new people and hearing different perspectives? Or are you getting enough balance, like socializing from your actual friends and family as it is? Like, are you hitting them at that balance? Like, how are you balanced within yourself, like nutritionally? Are you balanced? Have you got the nutritional balance that you are meant to have? When's the last time you had a blood test and actually like, okay, I need to supplement in these ways because I'm deficient in these ways, and that will balance me back out? And maybe that's why I've been like nutrition and like supplementing is so important, because you can end up not being, like I say, in balance, and then you can end up, like, for instance, iron can give you low moods. Lack of iron can give you low moods. So if I don't have enough iron in my body, I'm more susceptible to being depressed. Fact. So if I am iron deficient, I have I can give myself the opportunity to have low moods often, or more often than the average person. Now, each person, that varies from each person to person. But you see what I'm saying? Like, am I balanced nutritionally? Where am I balanced? Then how am I holding this balance, and how am I maintaining balance within my life? It's so important. So definitely question yourself. Figure out where you're balanced, figure out where you're not so balanced, and find balance, because balance is needed. Good, bad, sunlight, moonlight, all the rest of it. Balance. Yeah. The balance. So yeah, that's all I got for you guys today. Hope you guys are having a lovely evening. I most certainly am. And thank you for tuning in. Peace.